Welcome to Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. Brought to you by ProMedica Charles and Virginia Hickman Hospital, where your health is our mission. Each month, we bring you insights from leading medical experts, the latest advancements in care, and essential health tips to keep you and your family well. Let's get started.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me on tonight's program is Dr. Chris Marting. And Dr. Chris is involved in the emergency center here at the ProMedica Charles and Virginia Hickman Hospital. Dr. Marting, thanks for coming in to talk with us.
Thank you for having me be here.
You know, we're coming into summer, and so emergency rooms tend to get a little busier. What kind of emergencies do you usually see this time of year?
You know, all year round, we see the same kind of process as people come in for chest pain, belly pain, shortness of breath, stroke symptoms. So while that's our bread and butter every single day, definitely in the summertime, we see a significant increase in summer-related illnesses as the kids are out of school. Kids are having a lot of musculoskeletal injuries as they're out playing around on the trampoline, bicycles, sprains, lacerations, broken bones. And of course, with people out enjoying the summer and the hot days, a lot of dehydration, heat-related illnesses, those kinds of things. So, and sunburns, of course. So definitely seen a huge uptick at this. And of course, in this area, a lot of water sports issues and unfortunately drownings.
Oh, yeah, that's not
unfortunately.
Good. But I remember trying to water ski years ago. Trying, I repeat.
So and, much fun.
It's a dangerous sport.
I love doing it. I'm going to go do that tomorrow, hopefully.
Are you a one ski person?
I can. Oh, I've done it since I was a young child. I learned on the mighty Mississippi when I was a young man.
Well, that must make the difference. I didn't start young, so I gave up quick. So, you know, people should be able to tell when it's time to go to the emergency room, but when do they know it's okay to wait it out?
That's a great question and a very, very hard question to answer. Mm-hmm. The best thing I can say, and I usually say, is that, you know, everyone's a smart enough person. They know their bodies. They know if something maybe is wrong. Mm-hmm. If there's any concern, come see us. We're happy to see you. We're happy to run tests, do whatever we need to do to make sure there is a medical concern or not. If there is, we'll keep you in the hospital and take care of you. If not, well, you have the peace of mind. We can send you on to specialists or otherwise, and you'll feel much better. So it's a hard question to answer, but if you feel you have a concern, we're happy to see you and take care of you.
Exactly. You know, and that's, I think, part of what's so important about having a local emergency room that's so close to home is that you can take care of the what you might call easy situations, but you're also in a position to forward that patient to a higher level hospital.
Absolutely. So, I mean, having a local care in your community is paramount. So, as we all know, many emergency medical concerns are time sensitive, heart attacks, strokes, vascular issues, sometimes abdominal issues. So having someone down 5 minutes down the road versus an hour drive can make a significant impact on your care and outcomes. And of course, as we lose healthcare in our communities, has a significant negative impact on not only your care, but your loved ones as well.
Well, exactly. And, you know, the drive is part of the hard part, I think, when you're trying to be a caregiver. I know from, you know, personal experience of being in and out the ER here that I think they're very vigilant in how well they take care of you. They have a really good system as far as triage and all that kind of stuff.
We have a state-of-the-art hospital there. We have a well-oiled machine in our triaging, our nursing staff coming for traumas. We have protocols in place for evaluation of these conditions, and we get radiology lab and all the specialists down and whatever we need to do. So it's a well-oiled machine we have.
Yeah. And, you know, I think one of the things that we always want to tell people, I know sometimes I have to remind myself, that everyone's there because they feel they need to be there. And the people working are there because they want to help.
Absolutely.
So sometimes you got to temper down your own attitude a little bit.
Everyone always thinks that they have an emergency, and that's what we're there for, is to find out truly is it or is it not. If it's not, sometimes that's hard to hear.
Yeah.
But, hey, we've made sure, and we have specialists and people we can send you to take care of anything after care. But it's a great tool and gem we have in our community to have the hospital so close and right in our backyard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the goal of the ProMedica Hospital here is to save lives. And sometimes that involves an urgent care, but then a transfer for additional care.
Yeah, so I mean, urgent cares are great for what they do, but unfortunately have some limitations. Any complex lacerations, they probably will send you on, but they can take care of most lacerations. If you truly have like fracture care, probably come to see us. They're not going to be able to set bones. Some of them don't have x-rays. Right. And of course, if you're having chest pains, the shortness of breath, the belly pains, they're just not equipped to take care of those things. So,
I mean, they're great for the flu and, you know, things like that. But if you needed more diagnostic testing, definitely go to the ER.
Absolutely. And of course, there's some things that we can't take care of. We can evaluate and treat any emergencies, but some things that need to be hospitalized, we can't take care of. But the great thing is we're part of the greater ProMedica system.
Right.
We have specialists in every aspect. And if we need to have a higher level of care, we can transfer you to one of our hospitals in Toledo.
Yeah. And there's no hesitation to take them there by ambulance or Life Flight if needed.
Absolutely. We do it all the time. We have well-oiled machine there as far as talking to what we call our access, and we get paged immediately to a specialist on the phone, and they're pretty much, their answer is yes, we'll take them every single time. So it's there's no long-term discussions.
No.
Patient needs this. We're sending them to your way. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're going.
Yes.
I know you also, and I don't know if it's all the time, but I remember during COVID that they could literally have a doctor down there looking at x-rays and lung testing up here to decide on, you know, best treatment plan for whatever was going on.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing with our advanced communications that we have these days, and we have an electronic medical record called Epic. So every hospital system in our system, but otherwise around us, also use that same. So it can look at tests. University of Michigan look at your tests. ProMedica look at your tests. We can look at notes. It's just an amazing system we have for communication and real-time evaluation of x-rays, CAT scans, whatever it's necessary to be done.
Yeah. And I think when you become more proficient in the MyCharts, oh my gosh, it's a wealth of knowledge you can find out about yourself.
Oh, it's
crazy.
It's so funny is nowadays I come back to the room to tell patients their results and they already have it.
They already
know what it is. And, you know, they're questioning you as far as when you come back and what about this? What about this? So it's a different age of medicine we deal with.
It is. Yeah, because this said abnormal. And you're saying not to worry about
it.
But although a real abnormal would be 100 times worse than that abnormal.
Right. So, very, very common.
Yeah, so. I would imagine. I know. And just deciphering the different words. I mean, we're not our own doctors. And please don't use ChatGPT to be your physician because there is a lot of confusion by using those applications, I guess.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it's going to become more and more prominent as AI becomes more and more of a commonplace in all of our lives.
Yeah.
So Google is a tool, but do not rely on it.
Exactly.
AI is a tool, but do not rely on it. Use your own common sense.
Yeah. Well, and you don't always tell it everything it needs to know, whereas when you're face-to-face with a physician, you are more likely to ask the right questions. They're going to ask the right questions to you to get the needed answers. And AI doesn't know what to ask you, really.
Absolutely. You cannot trade experience to just rote knowledge of an AI machine.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The experience of seeing people and taking care of them is paramount.
So what would you say is the top takeaway then for the summer to help our listeners be more prepared?
Top takeaway is if you're wanting to have outdoor fun, be prepared for that fun. Think of all the potentials that are out there. Have access to appropriate clothing, sunscreen, shade. Come inside when it's hot days to get out of the sun, stay well hydrated. Please do not leave your kids or animals in cars because every year we have deaths from these. It can creep on fast. And probably the one thing I would say most and more importantly is if you're outside with a young child and there's any source of water around, don't take your eyes off them. Don't turn around for a minute because that's the common story. I just looked away for a minute and something bad happened.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that person. You don't want to be in that situation.
No, exactly. Well, Dr. Martin, we appreciate your talking with us. And, of course, we are glad we have an ER close at home. We hope we don't have to use it, though.
Thank you very much. And, yes, if you need us, we're in our backyard and we're happy to see you. Thank you very much.
That's it for this edition of Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. We hope you've gained valuable insight into the exceptional care and services available at ProMedica Charleston, Virginia Hickman Hospital. For more information or to connect with our healthcare team, visit ProMedica.org/Hickman. Take care, stay well, and join us again on the last Tuesday of each month at 6:20 p.m. for another edition of Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. You can also listen to these programs as podcasts anytime under the On Air Audio tab at WLEN.com.